Now, I get filthy about this, Sandy. I do. We told you on Friday, Sydney daily car parking prices set to rocket well past $80 a day from July 1 as a consequence of the New South Wales upping the levy pardon me, by 110%. Now, from next month, it'll be 10 times the original $200 levy introduced in 92. Now, that's bad for most, but the good news for some, a group of enterprising, well, couples, double income, no car, the Dinks, families and students who've decided to capitalise on this policy by renting out their empty garages, their unused driveways, and their vacant car spaces to motorists looking for a cheap spot to park. Now, these Sydney parking pimps are making over $4,000 a year doing nothing as a result. So tell us more about it from the website he founded, findacarpark.com.au. Francis Armstrong's on the line. G'day, Francis.
Good morning, Tim.
Aren't you clever?
Well, actually, look, we launched in 2005. The two key events that that kept Find a Car Park growing really was actually financial levy, parking levy that was introduced in Victoria and the financial crisis. You know, with a parking levy, there's a lot of cheap alternative on the website that allowed people more option to choose. Some commercial operators are a little bit more expensive. In the case of probably in the last 12 months with the financial crisis, it's become, you know, empty driveways, empty garage has become, you know, cash for nothing.
Mm. So, Francis, hi, and good morning to you. How does
good
it
morning,
work?
Sandy.
Do people contact you and tell you that they have an empty garage they want to rent?
No, basically, it's a website. It's a meeting place. So let's go to the website, and if they've got a driveway or a garage or empty space close to the city, they can go to the website. It's a self-help. It's a simple instructions there. They can just list their car park or list their garage or driveway, and just a one-off fee, and off they go. They can put in all the, you know, key selling points to their car park, proximity to the public transport, etc.
So $80 is going to be what it will be here. You're going to be much cheaper than that, obviously.
Well, look, if you have a look at the website now, you've got car parks George Street for like $300 a month.
Okay.
$300 a month, what's that a day? That's, you know, roughly, you know, 10...
Yeah.
that's like in and out. That's your car space. It's not like, you know, if you want to park for 10 minutes, you get slugged $30, you know, things like that.
Yeah, you can go come in and out of the city and just
correct.
Use the car
spot.
Correct.
You come in and out, you do your business, and you're not having to... There's no extra impost or expense. In fact, if you've got a car park in George Street, Pitt, or Sussex, you can pretty much list it within days. That's our problem, is actually stock.
But how would a private individual, I'm wondering, have a car park in George or Pitt Street?
Well, you've got apartments. You've got, you've got apartments.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, okay.
And
yeah.
Most of them have possibly two car spaces, and if you only got one car...
Oh, Sandy, look, you know, we've got pensioners. we've got lots of pensioners. Obviously, they don't drive. And they're getting $200-$300. And if it's a good location... They're getting, you know, $400 a month. It was an undercover car park in Sussex Street that was listed for $940. Now, I was alerted by my staff. I said, oh, that's a joke. That's pure greed. That's going to sit there for ages. It got rented out in 48 hours.
$900 a month.
$940 a month.
$940. Now that must be, obviously, I know Sussex Street very well. That must be right on the hot spot. You know, that must be right on the office building or right on the public transport. So,
well, still, I'm just thinking that's still just a bit over $200 a week, which is still a lot better than $80 a day.
Yeah. Well, look, Tim. At the end of the day, that car park was undercover.
Yeah.
It's secure.
Okay.
And it was actually. It was actually available 24/7. So that $900 was actually a full time. Like you've got your own, you know, enclosed car park 24/7.
Yeah, okay. I suppose it makes sense to some, Francis. Look, thank you for that.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
findacarpark.com.au. There you go.
If you want to pay up to $900 a month for a car spot, I must say, driving into work this morning, I saw one of those electronic signs advertising car parking at St Leonard's, mind you, not in the city, for $300 a month.
Yeah, okay.
It's a thorny issue. The thing is, if you're going to take your car into the city, for whatever reason, you can't park anywhere but those parking stations. I can never find a park on the street.
The New South Wales state government do not want your car in the city, Sandy, so don't take it there.
Yeah,
otherwise, it'll cost you the earth. Oh, it's just a disgrace, honestly. 16 past 6.